What is WandaVision? That's the question that Marvel fans are asking themselves this month ahead of the studio's first foray into television. They might even be asking the same question after they've watched it. A new 9-part series arriving on Disney Plus tomorrow. WandaVision takes two of the most popular supporting players from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Wanda Maximoff, also known as Scarlet Witch, and Vision, and places them in a sitcom setting with a twist, owing more to the Dick Van Dyke Show, Bewitched, and Here's Lucy than it does to Avengers. It stars Marvel veterans Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. And WandaVision is indeed a bit of a mystery, but Chris Wasser is going to solve it all for us. So let's start with Wanda Maximoff. It's such a brilliant name. You think it's kind of made up, but I guess it is made up, isn't it? Tell us about Wanda Maximoff and Vision. Who are they, first of all, Chris?
Well, Wanda Maximoff and Vision, like everyone else in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they started their life on the pages of Marvel Comics. Wanda Maximoff, first of all, came to life in 1964 and was obviously created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, who, you know, were the fathers of the Avengers and the X-Men characters at Marvel Comics. And Wanda was originally part of the X-Men, and she had a brother, a twin brother named Pietro, who was known as Quicksilver. And they were depicted originally as enemy villainous mutants. With young twins with superhuman abilities. Quicksilver could move at extraordinarily quick speeds. Wanda Maximoff, on the other hand, was a sorceress who could alter reality, and was actually one of the most powerful female comic book characters of the time. But eventually, their storyline saw them move over to the good side, thankfully. So she became something of a superhero and an integral part of the Avengers. And then Vision dates back even further. The Vision was first written as a character in the 1940s, and the Vision back then was known as this alien law enforcement officer, and a bit of a running joke in the pages of Marvel, which went under a different name at the time. But Kirby and Stan Lee reintroduced the character in the 1960s and decided to make him, maybe something that we could all relate to a little bit more. Just looking ahead to the future, thinking, what if he was an android? What if he was an artificial intelligence or something? Just what if he was a walking, talking anthropomorphic computer, basically? So that's what the modern Vision is. And eventually, in the pages of Marvel, Vision and Wanda actually became, good friends, and then lovers, and then husband and wife, and had a family of their own. So that's their origins on the pages of Marvel.
Yeah, but we're in superhero land, and we're in super android land in terms of the way you've just described it there.
Yeah.
But what we get in this television series is totally different. Now, I'm going to play a clip, but I think to kind of get ourselves into the visuals of this, you'll hear the canned laughter, but. Yeah. Imagine you're watching Here, Lucy, and imagine you're watching it in black and white. You're in all that kind of 1950s America, perfect housewife type of thing. Guy goes out to work, husband goes out to work, comes home in the evening. And this is the morning time before he goes out to work, in fact. And there's a little heart over the date on the calendar. And Wanda, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision, played by Paul Bettany, are trying to work out what the heart's all about.
Wanda? Is there something special about today?
Well, I know the apron is a bit much, dear, but I am doing my best to blend in.
No, there on the calendar, someone's drawn a little heart right above today's date.
Oh, yes, the heart. Well, don't tell me you have forgotten, Viz.
Forgotten? Oh, Wanda, I'm incapable of forgetfulness. I remember everything. That's not an exaggeration. In fact, I'm incapable of exaggeration.
Well, then tell me what's so important about today's date.
What was the question again? Oh, well, perhaps you forgot yourself.
Me? Heavens no. I've been so looking forward to it.
As have I. Today, we are celebrating.
You bet we are. It's the first time we have ever celebrated this occasion before.
It's a special day.
Perhaps an evening.
Great significance.
To us both.
Naturally.
Obviously.
Exactly. Held on us.
Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany as Wanda and Vision, respectively, from WandaVision, the new Avengers TV series. And as we hear from that, Chris Wasser, it's miles away from a Marvel comic. It's miles away from the kind of superhero tale that we might expect.
It is entirely. And as you said at the top there, what we get here is Kevin Feige, who's the super producer and, the godfather at Marvel Studios. He is taking two supporting players who have proven rather popular in the Avengers series, but who have never been given their own solo movies. So they were both introduced. I mean, Paul Bettany has been there from the very start, from 2008. He was the voice of Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, you know, his AI companion, who basically, you know, he was almost like a computer Alfred. And then he took on a corporeal form later on in 2015's Avengers Age of Ultron. And that's when we were introduced to Scarlet Witch. And they became a fan favorite because they were, you know, Wanda and Vision, they were friends at first, and you couldn't understand how they might be, you know, romantically involved. But fans are actually behind this. And as I said, like, the story was always there on the page. So when it came to Marvel moving into television, and it's been very handy for them to do that, Marvel Studios, because of their, you know, their connection, their professional partnership with Disney Plus. And also, you know, we're talking about a time at the moment where Marvel films can't really do what they used to do at the cinema because the cinemas aren't open. So the focus is on television. Kevin Feige and his team, they thought, what if we took these two characters who are so in love and fans really love them on the big screen and put them into a classic sitcom setting? And, you know, at first I thought, well, what's that all about? And even after watching the episodes, I'm still thinking, what's that all about? But the trick here is that even the characters themselves don't know what they're doing in this sitcom setting.
And I've only watched episode one, which stays entirely in black and white. You've watched the first three episodes. Does it stay in black and white visually? Does it stay in that sitcom setup?
It doesn't. So the idea is that, you know, there's absolutely no context here. There's no background. Straight away, we see that Wanda and Vision are in the 1950s. They're just married. They've just moved to the suburbs. He has a, you know, a menial desk job. She's portrayed as the housewife who's kind of preparing the dinner for when he comes home. The first episode, as you said at the top again, it owes more to the Dick Van Dyke Show. In the second one, then, it remains black and white. And, you know, it's very much tipping its hat. And it's a bit of a love letter to Bewitched. The third one, then, is Brady Bunch. And on it goes. We're going to get 9 episodes, each one, you know, an homage to, you know, various successful sitcoms from the era in which it's portrayed. And the idea is that it's giving you very familiar characters you've seen on the screen for years, and kind of turning the story on its head. And it's very subversive and surreal. And the idea is that these two characters don't remember any sort of life that they had before they were married. And there's all sorts of hilarious moments where they're asked, you know, where did you meet? And where did you get married? And they don't know. And that's the big idea at the center of what is essentially, you know, it's a sitcom. It owes a lot to Bewitched. It owes a lot to Hello Lucy, but it also owes a lot to Twin Peaks and, you know, the Twilight Zone, where you're constantly trying to figure out what's going on here. When is this? Where is this? Is this a dream? Is this an alternate universe? Is this a simulation that maybe the two characters are locked into? But there is a sense at the end of every episode that these two people know that something is not right. And obviously we can't spoil anything, but I will say is the series so far, an hour and a half in, is very good at keeping its cards close to its chest and explaining the story as it goes along.
Well, let's listen to a clip which gives us a sense of the kind of oddness that you're talking about there, because there's a neighbour, Dottie, played by Emma Caulfield, and again, classic setup of the kind of animosity that might exist between the two neighbours, one being who's the better housewife here in that 1950s America way. So they've had a bit of a row, Wanda and Dottie, at this stage. They're cleaning up after a productive committee meeting for a fundraiser for the school, but Dottie has questions about Wanda and her husband, and then something odd starts to happen on the radio.
I can't help but wonder if you and I haven't gotten off on the wrong foot, Dottie, and I would like to correct that if I can.
And how would you do that?
I've heard things about you. You and your husband. Well, I don't know what you have been told. But I assure you, I don't mean anyone any harm.
I don't believe you.
Who is that?
So there's the very odd radio going on in the background and giving us a sense that all is not as it seems in WandaVision. Chris, you're a big fan of the whole Marvel Universe. Do you need to know a big, have a big background in it to really understand what's going on in this television series or not?
Absolutely. Kevin Feige, as I said, the super producer, the guy in charge, he says that maybe you don't need to know and, you know, viewers can come in fresh, but that those who have been paying attention since day one, they're in for a wealth of rewards. What I would say is you need to do your homework beforehand. This is a very different take on superhero shows and superhero films. It's bold, it's quite witty, it's funny, it's freaky, but it's that Twilight Zone element that all is not what it seems that really keeps me coming back. And I should say as well, though, if this was just a routine sitcom from any era featuring, you know, a witch and an android living together, that by itself works extraordinarily well. And I think that's all down to the chemistry between Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. So I'm thoroughly enjoying the mystery so far. Yeah. And I should say as well, Sean, it looks the part. You can see the money all over this. So it's working very well so far for
me. You're hooked, Chris Wasser. That's the first two episodes of WandaVision premiere on Disney Plus this Friday, January the 15th. And then we're going back to old style telly. A new episode will then premiere every Friday until the end of February. So you can't get them all at the one time. But that is our lot for this evening. Evening. Liam Murphy and Paula Shields research. Janice Murphy was the broadcast coordinator. Jamie Doyle was on sound this evening. Tonight's programme was produced by Kish.